This is CliffCentral.com.
Mm. All right, George, do you want to tell us what's happening?
Well, petrol price increase likely in August.
Did it even drop when they said it would?
Yeah, it did. It did. But the Rand's been recovering to the US dollar. I mean, it's got...
So why are they punishing us then?
Because the oil price is increasing more than the Rand strengthening against the dollar. I mean, the Rand dipped to below 14 Rand a dollar the other day.
Yeah.
And the oil price is outpacing that decrease.
Mm. Well, you want to hear from the Minister of Energy? He's got something to say. Yes, sir, go ahead. All right, and why would you put the price up when the Rand is doing well against the dollar?
Solo thought you market
Italia. All right, all right, is there any need for you to punish South African taxpayers and consumers who are just trying to get to work, just trying to be productive, just trying to live, basically? All right.
He might as well speak like that.
Sounds like the Klingons.
I don't think you care about us.
No, you see.
I'm sure. Why don't you tell us how you really feel? All right, thank you. There's the minister. Isn't that nice?
Sounds like he's on the toilet.
They are. All the ministers are on the toilet. And guess what? We're sitting right under them. That's what's happening.
In the poll.
Oh,
so more fun topic.
Yeah.
Do passengers in your car?
Yes.
When you have passengers in your car, do they irritate you?
Always.
Always.
I don't like driving.
With Gareth?
I don't like driving with anybody because I can listen to my podcast.
Well, Gareth, I don't like driving with you.
Yeah.
You've never driven with me.
I have.
Yeah. When?
Many times. When we've gone to another city, to do a radio show. Also, when...
I obviously blocked it out of my mind. It traumatized me so much.
Clearly, you enjoyed it so much. That's why don't remember it.
I think
it.
DJ Fresh took the car train and we went in a car. Did he do that on purpose? Lamborghini or something.
Oh, Lamborghini, that's why. Well, researchers have categorized passengers.
Okay.
And they've put them into categories of backseat driver, fiddler, sleeper, and road rage passenger.
Oh, the ones who toot your horn for you.
Yes, fiddlers. So it turns out that the average driver, it takes 6 minutes for your blood to boil as a result of passengers.
That's
6 minutes.
That's me.
I'm trying to identify which one I am.
Why don't fetch friends and girlfriends from the airport? I refuse. That's what Uber's for. Mm. I would willingly pay for that Uber. I don't want to be driving you around. I'm not a taxi, and I'm not very good at... I'm watching the road, and I want to listen to my podcasts. I want to be left alone. It's my little space.
So what are the signs of a backseat driver?
They talk nonstop. They tell you which route to take. They tell you whether you're going too fast or too slow. They say, why did you not park here?
My mother has a very subtle but highly annoying sign of being a backseat driver, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Whenever she's in the passenger seat and I need to turn or switch lanes, she'll always do the subtle lean forward and look in my mirror.
Oh, no.
For me. And it's like, can you just
stop doing that?
Yeah.
Just trust me and I'm moving
another
forward.
Another sign is the brake, the imaginary brake pedal in the passenger seat.
Stop,
that's
stop.
A big sign.
that's gone.
You know who used that when I was driving once? I was driving a Ferrari and around a track, and Gogo Zulu was my instructor, and he was using the imaginary brake pedal.
A racing driver must be the worst passenger.
We should put a set of controls in the passenger seat, just like dummy, like you know, for a child. You know when you have a kid.
Oh, they don't really work.
Yeah, they don't really work, but they've got like their own steering wheel and their own brake, and just let them pretend that they're driving and they can leave you alone.
Oh, not like driving school though.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't really work.
No. Well, I went to a driving school.
No, driving schools do, but imagine a backseat driver with actual controls.
No, that would not work.
You want dummy controls to just keep this moron next to you amused while you're driving. Then see, it doesn't talk to me the whole time.
But you get those cop cars with the dividers between the passenger and the driver's seat. And they usually put criminals in them.
I like that.
No, Gareth, because I actually can't tell you would initiate something like this in the back.
Imagine,
you go.
You know how you just wind up your window when you don't want to talk to a stinking
get a partition on.
You go. and then you're in your own safe zone. I'd love to put that up between me and a passenger when I have to travel somewhere with someone. I can't hear you.
Safe zone.
So what is the fiddler?
So the fiddler are people that...
That's that guy who got into that lift with you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They touch your aircon controls. They change the radio station. They fiddle with the buttons. They unlock the door, the fiddler.
My worst is a person who changes the seat. How high or low it is, how forward or backward it is. Don't fiddle with my seats. I think that's the worst. Because I like all of my seats where they are.
Well, my if I take a passenger in my car and they change the settings of my passenger seat, when my wife gets into that passenger seat, she says, "Who changed the settings of my seat?"
Mm-hmm. Of she my knows, seat.
Yeah, says, of her my seat.
Yeah.
It's a good way to check in whether someone's cheating or not, if the seat settings keep
changing. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, especially. Oh. Is this one got long legs?
Oh. Have you tried it, Leah?
No, I was just thinking, my brother has mainly two passengers in his car, myself and a friend of ours. And she likes to lie back. She basically sleeps in the car. And I get in and I know exactly when she's been in there.
Is she from KZN?
No, she's a good narcolepsy.
She's got narcolepsy.
And haven't you seen those drivers in KZN?
Yeah,
their
arm is out of the back window.
Yeah.
And another thing, my dad uses my car on a Thursday night because I park at the back when I visit the family to go and pick up the pizzas. And when I get in, he's turned off any vents, so it reeks of pizza. There's no wind because with my dad, you mustn't waste the car. You know? Like, don't
he doesn't like any, it needs so to be annoying.
All the moving parts must be off.
Right. Does he tuck in the mirrors?
It's on
mirrors
Classic
as well?
FM loudly. The seat's back. The heat is on.
Well, in
my
car, at least I have the seat settings in the driver's seat, and you push memory 1 or memory 2.
No, that's a smart car. Mine can't do that. I'm so bored with my car. Anyway, let's just move on. What we've learned is that all passengers are annoying.
Yeah, just drive alone. They should make one-seater cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much less space they'll take up.
That's why people have a midlife crisis and buy sports cars, because there's no space.
Less people in your car.
The fiddler, backseat driver.
When I had a sports car in my 20s, the reason I had it was because if I met an attractive... All pretty girls always have a fat friend. And you can't say to her, "I'm sorry, you can't, there's no... Look at the car, I don't have space for you, sorry."
It's so PC.
I don't know why I'm still shocked by some of the things you say.
Absolutely true. I'm not even trying to be funny. I thought about it very carefully.
George, I'll let you make the segue.
The friend may fit into this vehicle, so Toyota and Japan.
Well, they built a 14-ton truck.
They have agreed to build a pressurized Moon Rover RV.
That'll work for her. Come on, Clarabelle, get in the back.
This newly outlined timetable, Toyota and a company by the name of JAXA, of drawing up final specifications for this Moon Rover, which will start testing in 2020.
Yeah.
And this Moon Rover will allow astronauts to rove around the moon for 1,000 kilometers and be able to survive for 6 days.
And they can take a fat girl on the back?
No, you go back to the space.
They can take a fat girl on the back, right?
Well, apparently there's room enough for two people to operate and live. So if you want to look that up, go and look up JAXA's Moon Rover. There's a long video on it, apparently. The next story is quite interesting. A motorist in Durban North, Durban North Beach, are putting chains around their car wheels.
Why?
Because apparently you leave your car in the street overnight, you come back, it's got no wheels.
It's on bricks.
It's on bricks.
Guys, it's rough out here in these streets.
On Durban North Beach.
They just take your whole wheel off.
They just take all the wheels off. And
how are they chaining it? With like a padlock?
With a padlock and a chain.
Oh my word.
And apparently there's no parking because the residential buildings in Durban North, there's not enough parking for all the residents. So people have to park on the street. And people are remember gear locks and steering locks?
Yes. You know how insulting it is to get out to your car and the wheels have been taken off?
Yeah.
It's sitting there on bricks.
Imagine.
That's horrible.
And I'll tell you something about those gear locks. They still save the day. My dad has a panel van with an old gear lock, and he parked outside my house and used it.
That sounds like a very creepy car.
It's very weird. Anyways, he's...
A panel van? Do they even make them anymore?
Tell me more. Hold on. Okay, so he's got a panel van.
Yes, it's called the dog car.
What color is it?
It's a white Corsa without back windows. It's just metal.
Okay.
And someone tried to steal it, and its arsehole was pulled out of it. There were wires all over and the steering wheel was half hanging off, but they couldn't take it because of the gear lock.
Those things still work.
They still work.
Gear lock or a steering lock?
Gear lock.
Those ones that you put around the gear lever.
Put your car in reverse and...
I think thieves are becoming sophisticated with all the electronics that we have, that they get stumped by the old world mechanical stuff.
And also... Like recently, my uncle's car was stolen. It didn't have petrol in it. They abandoned the car straight away. Things like that. Petrol, gear locks.
Simple.
Old school.
So there is a theory to driving around with hardly any fuel in your car.
What's that?
Car can't get stolen.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I thought you were going to give us another theory. You're so full of interesting facts on these things. So this is a Durban North problem, but only Durban North.
Well, yes. I'm sure it happens other places in the country. But the point is that people parking their cars on Durban North Main Street are resorting to these innovative ways to protect their cars. Steve's also stealing badges, particularly from Mercedes and BMWs, and wheel caps and stuff. But the worst is the actual wheels itself. Come back in your cars and bricks.
Someone has stolen my aerial of my car.
That is so petty.
I was wondering why I couldn't pick up half the radio station.
So frustrating. I've had someone steal the aerial rubber part of my back windshield wiper.
Why?
Oh, the blade.
I have no idea. Not even the full blade, just the rubber part.
So you found out when it was raining once and you tried to switch it on.
It was like the next day when I drove the car and I thought, what is that tapping? It was just this light tap, tap, tap while it was driving.
You thought it was the killer, admit it.
It was a week after I moved into my current place, and I think that was someone initiating me into the complex. That's what we'll do to you.
What a horrible thing to do.
Just petty. Yeah. Honestly, petty.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I'm surprised this hasn't happened first in Cape Town, though. Because so many people have to park on the roads in Cape Town.
Yeah, but Cape Town is a little bit more policed, I think.
And civilized.
And they've got the army in there at the moment.
Durban's got a lot less sophisticated people in it.
A little rawer.
Rough around the edges.
Yeah. I mean, you're from there.
Thanks.
Are you from Durban?
No, George, wouldn't make you think that.
We better go and check the boot of his car. He's probably got about four wheels from other people's cars there. Durban. All right, how embarrassing.
Well, people are also getting creative. This is not in South Africa, though.
Creative.
Yeah, in this guy's air conditioner broke.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
No, George.
So he strapped a generator to his roof and a building aircon to the window.
But that's not very aerodynamic.
A petrol generator to the roof of the car.
And remember, it's one of those boxes. You know, you drive past a building and you see those boxes hanging out of
sticking
the window.
Sticking out, yeah.
Those big white boxes with the vents in them.
Like the back of an old TV.
Yeah, it's as big as a TV.
Yeah, but it fits in the window.
And it's hanging out of the back of a Merc. Is that a Merc?
It's a Merc 500S.
Old Merc, yeah. And it's hanging out of the back window of a Merc. Imagine turning that on because your aircon's busted. That amount of...
I mean, just the generator makes it...
Just imagine the vibrating generator on your roof.
Yeah.
Listen, this person is, if nothing else, industrious. I mean, it's a terrible solution.
He's more industrial.
Terrible solution. You could have your car... I bet you it would cost you a tenth of what it cost him to do this and the trouble he took.
Exactly.
To actually just get his aircon fixed. But God bless this person.
Mm.
They went to this much trouble.
Industrious.
They deserve those Nobel medals we were talking about earlier.
Only four of them around?
We must. We'll take all four back of the South Africans who've got them and give them to this
give
guy.
Them to this guy. Last story: a woman in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Stole her car back from a thief. Mm-hmm. So she
called stealing it back though. Well, she's taking what's hers.
Exactly. So the story goes: she pulled up at a filling station, got out of the car, and not soon after she left the car, she went back and the car was gone.
Yeah.
And she initially thought she hadn't parked the car there. And
she thought maybe she was in Durban
or somewhere else. Yeah. And this happened on the 9th of July. And it turns out a car then was stolen. So she went in and asked for the camera footage from the filling station. The guy wouldn't give it to her. And and then the way she tracked this person down was because her purse and her credit cards and her phone was still in the car. So she started seeing transactions from her credit card.
Oh.
How dumb is this thief? And the thief continued to use her credit card at other filling stations, at Applebee's, and eventually her and her sister tracked this thief down, which was a woman, and she walked into the place that this woman was standing, and she recognized her from when the car was stolen, because she recognized having walked past this woman that stole her car. And eventually, she had a spare key with her, realized that her car was there, went and looked for it, got into it, and drove away.
Beautiful.
Great.
So that other woman will never know what happened.
Well, she got arrested.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yes, she got arrested.
In order.
And
she's still wandering around trying to find the car. But I swear it was mine. I stole it, but it was mine.
Mm.
Apparently, the inside of the car was totally trashed. Totally trashed.
Oh,
she says she doesn't want the car anymore.
What a horrible person.
Good Lord.
So annoying. Okay, well, someone's going to jail. That's at least a good part of that story.
Exactly.
All right, George.
That
so
is it.
We have another episode of Auto Central on Monday. You need to listen to that. If you haven't heard that show before, you need to subscribe. Go on to Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to all the shows you're interested in, including that one. If you care about the world of motoring, and there's so much interesting stuff in there. Grand Prix stuff, the latest car information, news on all the exciting developments and innovations. George goes to all these shows all over the world. He's just got back from London a short while ago.
Yes, London Motor Show.
He's been in Dubai and Canada and New York and all over the world to see what's going on. So you don't have to spend all of your money doing that. George will do that and then tell you about it.
Mm. Exactly. Tell you where to go, then you don't have to waste your time not going to uninteresting places.
That's right. George, just out of interest, look it up quickly because I know you can. It's your most expensive car on sale on Auto Trader right
most
now.
Most expensive car on sale on Auto Trader right now.
No, just do a quick search. I like doing this from time
to
time.
I'll do a quick search.
This is what guys do, by the way, Leanne, when we're not thinking about women, is we go on to Auto Trader and we look up the most expensive car there.
Okay, so you're doing one of two things.
Those are the only two
things. In other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the things we do.
Good to know.
You need to understand, men, there it is. I've given you the master class.
Wow.
All of a second.
What's most expensive car? Let's see.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. This is
very my wallet out and see how yeah, much see I can afford.
38.5 million rand. It's a Porsche 918 Spyder.
Okay. Don't even have to whip my wallet out there.
Gosh.
Wow, that's nice. Can I look at it?
Yeah.
Do you swipe for that at once?
I'm not sure.
It's a nice car, huh?
You know what we should do on our side? Is do swipe left, swipe right.
Yes, if you love a car.
Like
that's
a Tinder of cars.
What a great idea.
Yeah, swipe left, swipe right.
But will it match back with me? Will it match back with my 3-month bank statement?
The car
question.
The car then gets to look at you and it keeps saying, not a match.
You have no match. You have zero matches.
You're not on my level.
All right, very nice. Thank you, everybody. It's Friday morning. Hope you have a good weekend.
Yay!
And behave yourself if you're not going to take photographs. Thank you very much. See you on Monday. Mm-hmm.
This is CliffCentral.com.